The no-meat burger? It's a winner for Burger King. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 28th day of October. Welcome, and thanks for listening. Americans who got burned in the 2008 meltdown are not taking advantage of their home equity. Google and Fitbit are in the news. JP Morgan, might they be leaving New York City? Tiffany's stock climbs as a bid to buy the company takes hold. Is your job already obsolete? And the gig economy that just spawned a new gig. Also, Laura Kennard with DM Biz Events, but first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, T-E-R-O.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, ntpda.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Monday edition of the business news headlines. Well, how about this for a twist? Meatless Meat is responsible for the best sales quarter for Burger King in 4 years. Who would have seen this coming? Restaurant Brands owns both Popeyes and Burger King, and this morning the company posted great numbers for both chains, led by more than a 10% increase in sales at Burger King and nearly 15% surge at Popeyes. Restaurant Brands attributed the success of the plant-based Impossible Whopper, which has been rolled out to all Burger King locations in the United States, for the strong sales. Popeyes, though, did even better, with same-store sales soaring. The sales numbers for Popeyes were the best quarter for the chain in nearly, get this, 2 decades. Sometimes the magic is in running out of stuff. We're talking about the spicy chicken sandwich. That's a menu item that attracted so much of a cult following that the chain ran out of supply. The success of the sandwich even sparked a Twitter feud between Popeyes and competitor Chick-fil-A. Popeyes announced today that the sandwich, relax, is coming back on November 3rd as a permanent menu item. You know, it used to be the go-to for cash, you know, the equity in your home. But the financial crisis has resulted in a major slowdown of home equity loans. Home equity lines of credit, open-ended loans that homeowners tap for cash using their property as collateral, exploded in the run-up to the housing crash a decade ago, doubling in volume from 2003 to 2006, all of that according to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. Rapidly climbing property prices led homeowners to use their homes as sort of piggy banks, fueling consumer spending. But a resurgent housing market after the Great Recession hasn't brought with it a return of those home equity loans. According to data from the New York Fed, home equity lines of credit have fallen by almost half in the past decade. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation says the loans, which comprised 5% of the nation's banking assets back in 2009, now account for less than 2%. Record levels of home equity, spurred by soaring home prices and stagnant mortgage borrowing, haven't prompted households to use a ready source of funds as a way to fund big-ticket purchases or home improvements. You might say that once burned, twice shy. Well, Fitbit stock soared today on the rumor that Google is eyeing the wearable device as a buy. People familiar with the story say Google's owner Alphabet has made an offer to acquire the U.S. wearable device maker as it eyes a slice of the crowded market for fitness trackers and smartwatches. Now, while Google has joined other major technology companies such as Apple and Samsung in developing smartphones, it is yet to develop any wearable offerings. There's no certainty that the negotiations between Google and Fitbit will lead to any kind of a deal, and both Google and Fitbit have declined to comment. Despite more than 2 centuries of history in New York City, a town synonymous with the global financial industry, J.P. Morgan is quietly shrinking its workforce there. The bank's been building up its presence in other locations and is now considering relocating several thousand New York-based employees out of the area. Why? Well, to help rein in costs ahead of a possible economic downturn. All of this according to people with knowledge of the bank's strategy. Sources are saying that executives are deciding what roles might be relocated to lower-cost hubs like Plano, Texas, Columbus, Ohio, and Wilmington, Delaware. Stay tuned. Speaking of staying tuned, today we learned that Tiffany said it received an unsolicited $120 a share proposal from the luxury giant LVMF after the French company confirmed a Bloomberg report that it was considering a bid. Now, the jeweler advised shareholders to take no action, saying its board is reviewing the offer. The price, by the way, would be 22% more than the October 25th close. Tiffany shares, well, those surged today to $128.30. There is no assurance that preliminary talks will result in an agreement. That, according to LVMH, and Tiffany said, well, no discussions are underway. According to the Wall Street Journal, your job may soon be obsolete. Many of America's biggest industries are in the midst of a digital makeover needed to survive in an automated world, and that means a diverse group of workers will have to absorb a completely new set of skills or risk becoming extraneous to their employer's needs. Preparing a workforce to thrive in an automated world means companies must either retrain or replace tens of millions of mid-career workers. Now, the journal says the danger for workers are those companies that choose people rather than investing in retraining. And finally, talking jobs for just a moment, if you're looking for a side hustle, we got a tip. The e-scooter company Lime is employing an army of freelancers to juice its scooters and collect errant models left strewn on city streets. The San Francisco startup has, get this, about 60,000 free, I'm not making that up, 60,000 freelance juicers in the 100 cities it's dropped its product in, paying them between $3 and $10 for each time a scooter is retrieved, recharged, and then released. And guess what? You might just be able to make a living doing this. The work is surprisingly lucrative. Some chargers report making $50 an hour. All right, just a click away is Laura Kennard of Drake University, DMAC, and Curated Growth. We're talking about business events in the greater Des Moines metro. So go already.